Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to talk about here on a weekend edition of the show. There is a ton of news to get into. And I guess we just got to start with it. Several United States senators, including Chris Murphy of WWE's home state of Connecticut, have urged WWE to rethink the Crown Jewel show on November 2nd in Saudi Arabia. I'd hoped that they would be rethinking their relationship with the kingdom, especially with respect to events coming up in the next few weeks, said Murphy in an article by the Independent Journal Review's William Staken. This is a brazen assault on the freedom of the press, a slap in the face to the United States if this murder occurred, as it seems it did. Murphy is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, said there should be a pause in regard to the company's business dealings with Saudi Arabia. Graham has suggested a complete rethinking of the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia based on news reports on the death of a journalist, a Washington Post columnist believed to have been violently murdered over being critical of the kingdom. Senator in New Jersey told IJR that he believes, because of the relationship between Donald Trump and Linda McMahon, that Trump should think about pressuring WWE not to do the show. Private enterprise is private enterprise, different than a governmental entity, said Menendez. But because Linda is part of the president's cabinet, it falls into the gray area where the administration really should give it some thought and perhaps even prevail upon them not doing it. WWE stated they are currently monitoring the situation. There have been backup plans that are being talked about internally if the show does not take place. And we could talk about some of those when we come back from the break. That's obviously the top story today. It is now a thing. It's been a thing for a while, but now it is a thing publicly. So we can talk about that here today. Mae Young Classic, NXT, a bunch of other news, your calls, texts, and emails. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today, including what we talked about in the first segment of the show. Several United States senators pressuring WWE to rethink Crown Jewel on November 2nd in Saudi Arabia. And as noted, WWE issued a statement yesterday. The entire statement was, "We are currently monitoring the situation." Says here on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, there have been backup plans that are being talked about internally if the show doesn't take place. And far as I know, this is as of a couple of days ago. And, of course, anything can change. The working idea is that if they do not go to Saudi Arabia, then all of the matches that are scheduled for Crown Jewel will be moved to Survivor Series, with the exception of the tournament, the World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world. Apparently that will just, I guess, not happen because it won't take place at Survivor Series. Or maybe they could do it on Raw. I don't know. But the main matches, the Undertaker and Kane versus Shawn Michaels and Triple H, the matches like that, those would be moved to Survivor Series, which is, of course, very interesting because clearly one of the main reasons that Shawn Michaels came out of retirement and one of the main reasons that Brock Lesnar is coming back for this match is because of that Saudi Arabia oil money. And they would now be, I guess, working a show in the U.S. And, I mean, presumably, WWE would have to pay them whatever they were going to get paid to go to Saudi Arabia. And they would not be making $50 million for Survivor Series. So that's one of the reasons, I guess, that WWE is merely monitoring this situation. For most people, this is a political story. For WWE, this is a business story. There's like $50 million on the line here. And so this is, I'm sure, not breaking news to a lot of people. I can't speak for everybody on the WWE roster. I haven't talked to everybody in the WWE roster. But I can tell you that a lot of the people that are scheduled to go to Saudi Arabia, they don't want to go to Saudi Arabia. In fact, the majority of the talent doesn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. But the office wants to go to Saudi Arabia, and they have shareholders that they need to, I guess, please with all of this, these big money deals that they're getting. So we'll see what happens. For some reason, my gut, this is only my gut tells me they're not going to go. But I've been wrong many times when I rely on my gut when dealing with WWE. Mike, any thoughts on this?
I'm sure somebody in WWE is hoping that the State Department will just issue some sort of, even if it's not a travel ban, a suggested words of wisdom to maybe avoid the area, maybe to make it simple on them. That's probably not going to happen, though, and they're seemingly leaving it up to individual companies. CNN has just pulled out of a conference that was taking place there. You see companies kind of moving. If it continues to happen, WWE's got enough reason to go ahead and do that. They are in a interesting position because of Linda McMahon being in the cabinet, even though she's got nothing to do with the situation whatsoever. The Trump administration has been very pro-Saudi Arabia, And, you know, the WWE pulling out may be looked at as, you know, a further snub or something that would be okayed by the Trump administration, by people who are loyal to the Saudis. So, yeah, this is a big cluster of a situation with, you know, geopolitical issues that WWE has been sucked into because of this dealing with Saudi Arabia. When it comes to the money with Brock Lesnar and Shawn Michaels, well, you just have to eat that. And I understand that they're getting paid massive amounts of money, but if it's better to not go, then it's just better to not go.
Well, here's the thing.
It's better to eat the money because at the end of the day, this was great to have this money, but let's not act like WWE could not have paid both of them lots of, you know, whatever they're earning without Saudi money. It was a lot easier to do that because they wanted those men on the show.
This is all business, everybody. I mean, they don't need an excuse to not go. They've got a great excuse to not go. The reason that they haven't decided not to go yet is because of the money. And you gotta remember with WWE, obviously, I mean, we've talked about this before. With this new television deal, they could pay every single person on the roster like $2 million a year, and they would still be rolling in profits. But if you remember when WCW died, the very biggest stars in World Championship Wrestling, they could have afforded every single one of them. But what did they not want to do? They did not want to upset the pay structure. And so what they didn't do is bring them in. And then you know what happened? At the end of the day, they did bring them in, and they did upset the pay structure. They just lost out on a lot of money. So, yeah, obviously they could pay Shawn and Brock and everybody else $3.5 million or $5 million or $7 million, whatever everybody is making. But if they pay those guys that money for Survivor Series, when they're not getting the Saudi $50 million per show, all of a sudden you've got the roster going, dude, like, you could pay us that for a Survivor Series. Like, why aren't we getting more money? Now, this is not going to happen. The roster is not going to stand up and complain about this. I'm just telling you why, historically, they don't pay those guys that kind of money for these shows, even though they can.
That's true. But, you know, in this case, you have different times and a different situation and a very unique situation. And, you know, this is just one of those things that you go and you do business in a foreign country and some unrest happens and things like this occur. Well, you know, sometimes you just might have to bite the bullet, and WWE may, in fact, just have to bite the bullet in this case, unless, I mean, Brock Lesnar's an easy one, I got to be honest, to write out, and I don't think anybody's going to miss a beat there. I think it would be more of they didn't want to pay Shawn Michaels, or they feel as though they don't want to do anything with Shawn Michaels. That, I think, would be a problem. You know, everybody else is going to be getting paid, you know, almost everyone else. They haven't announced. Who else did they announce for the show that they weren't paying already? You know, nobody. The Undertaker and Kane, and I'm sure they were going to get bigger payoffs. But, again, you just sometimes have to bite the bullet, and that may be the case for WWE.
Says, I could see the Saudi Arabia situation affecting outside WWE talents whose contracts are coming up for wanting to sign them. That's from Eric.
Well, I don't agree.
Listen, if you're upset in New Japan and WWE is going to offer you $1 million a year, I mean, you're going to go to Saudi Arabia. I just feel that's the case. And you know what? If you have enough bargaining power, you can just say, I don't want to go to Saudi Arabia.
Look, Rob, and
I don't know if they'd get away with it, but...
Well, you can't. Look, you don't. There's where you can really hook your independent contractor thing, and it may not be. You may get heat for it. I mean, Rob Van Dam, I don't know how much they ever put against him for not going to the Tribute to the Troops show. But, you know, if you don't want to go to a place, they can't force you to go. Now, they may take something out upon you afterwards, but you don't have to go and do anything you don't want to do as far as going to a foreign country, period.
Hey, listen, if you're talking about Kenny Omega, he's Canadian. He may not be able to go anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, with that's absolutely the case as well. But see, the thing is too, like, you know, if you're working for New Japan, I mean, you can pretty much go anywhere. Who know? You know, I don't know. It's not that New Japan. Do you think Harold May would broker a deal, or they would broker a deal with a, you know, Afghanistan or something like that? You may have to go there. You can't control what your company does and who they want to, where they want to go run. It's just when situations like this occur, then, you know, at some point, sometimes you have to stand up, even if you know you're going to be, you know, put down upon. Sami Zayn, I couldn't see, even if he was allowed to go, would not going on this show. What, are they going to take something out on him? I mean, I don't know. Just think this is, you start to like wonder, you know, fantasy book things here about, well, somebody wouldn't sign for New Japan. Who knows what these companies do?
It's not even that. We got two texts right here. This person says they will lose far more than $50 million in sponsorships and other blowback if they go. And adds, I'm sure there will be pressure on NBC Universal and Fox over their ties to WWE. They will not jeopardize billions in domestic TV for some easy overseas money. Let's stop right there for a second, okay? Like, you can't say that they will lose over 50 million sponsorships. I mean, you got to think about all the things that WWE has done. They've already gone to Saudi Arabia. A little bit different, but they didn't lose one sponsor. And we have there's no evidence that NBC and Fox are going to say, we're going to cancel the TV deals if you go to Saudi Arabia. I don't even know if contractually they can.
That's ridiculous.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I got to read this text here. I want to make something abundantly clear to everybody. This person says, doesn't WWE risk sponsor and media blowback if they follow through with Saudi Arabia? The answer to this question, everybody, is maybe, okay? Now, this is what we have to think about here. Granted, nobody was beheaded, allegedly, and dismembered, allegedly, right before they went last time. However, WWE went to Saudi Arabia earlier this year, which was still at the time extremely controversial. And they went there and they ran a show, and all over the show were these propaganda video packages about how wonderful Saudi Arabia was. What a great place to live. It's so awesome here. Women can drive now. Meanwhile, not one woman was allowed, not only on that show, but the two most powerful executives that are female in WWE, Stephanie McMahon and Michelle Wilson, didn't go on the trip. There were wrestlers that, because of where they lived or where they were born, were not allowed to go to this show. And do you know how many sponsors pulled out of that show? Zero. Not a single one. And the media blowback for that show? Non-existent to any real degree. So it is possible that because of the political situation today, October 12th, it's possible that they will be pressured by sponsors and whoever else and basically told, if you go, we're pulling out. But right now, there is zero evidence historically that that is going to happen.
And those ads that were run, well, infomercial type deals that were run during the broadcast, that's all part of the Vision 2030 plan that the Saudi government's got. And in March, Sky, which is owned by Fox and Rupert Murdoch, they ran these infomercials for the Vision 2030 plan under the guise that it was about trade between the UK and Saudi Arabia. And unfortunately for them, the 56 times that they ran it over 3 days, it ended up being that they were in breach of political advertising rules. So they were fine with putting something on that I bet if you had taken it to an independent ombudsman before it was put on, they probably would have said that maybe you're probably pushing it and you may be breaching some things here, but they were fine with putting that on. And that was Sky and that was Fox. And you know who's competing for Sky to buy them is NBC Universal, who probably may have some ties. And these sponsors that WWE could possibly lose, I wonder what they, or if their parent companies, if they have any ties into Saudi Arabia that they may be getting some heat for. And WWE is getting heat, and we're obviously talking about it here because this is a wrestling show, and they are going to be mentioned now because people have remembered that Linda McMahon is part of the Small Business Administration and as a member of the Trump administration. But when it comes to the grand scheme of these stories and the pressures that are going to take place, yeah, there will be some on WWE because they're doing business, but there's going to be far more pressures on a lot of other groups. And one of the only reasons the WWE is going to be remembered in any of this is going to be because of the Linda McMahon connection. But all of these other sponsors and these other networks and these other bigger dogs in WWE have far more to worry about than WWE will.
Person here says, killing a Washington Post journalist is next level stuff. It is apples and oranges compared to them not allowing women to go. Very weak argument. I'm not making an argument. I'm explaining to you that last time there were zero ramifications for them going. I said, my gut feeling is they're not going. If I were WWE, I would not go. I presume you, the texter, if you were WWE, you would not go. But guess what? Yesterday, WWE issued a statement about this, and they did not say, we're not going. Yeah. They said, we are monitoring the situation. So I'm not trying to make an argument here. I'm just explaining to you that, like, this idea that they're just not going to go, and there's going to be so much backlash and this and that.
Brian.
They're still considering going.
The president of the United States, in between moments with Kanye, stated flat out that we don't exactly know what happened yet. Oh, was he even an American citizen? Oh, wait, okay, he was a naturalized citizen. Well, you know, we got all this money in arms, and we got all this money in these jobs, and let's not push anything yet. This is coming from the president of the United States. So the pressure now is on the business, and obviously senators and congressmen are getting involved, and we're talking about the Magnitsky Act and all this other stuff that is now coming up. This is all bigger than WWE, and what WWE really is hoping at the end of the day is this decision gets made for them somehow, some way. And
I don't know about that.
Well, yes, they are.
They should just pull out. But I mean, there's nothing,
but Brian,
they
it's
can
business,
just
like you were talking about. It's business. And you know how a lot of these businesses are, where somebody's waiting for some domino to fall. Hopefully it's not on them, where they can finally go to their shareholders and everybody else. Oh, look, see, we have to do this. That's what I think a lot of people are hoping.
Okay,
for.
But let me ask you a question. If you're a shareholder, all right, if WWE said today, because of what's going on, we have decided that the right thing to do is not do business with Saudi Arabia. Like, what shareholder is going to go, $50 million on the line here? You know what I mean? Like, none. They have every opportunity right now to,
Brian,
just say, we're not going. And they're still considering it.
I would
this
like,
is ridiculous.
I would like for you, believe me, I'm with you on this, and I would like to believe that that would be the case. But do you know how many people are going, I don't care, I just want the money? And seriously, I mean, you know that there are more than enough people like that. That's why these decisions take this long. That's why everybody hasn't just thrown their hands up and went, yeah, we're out of here. That's the reason why.
For says, all it takes is one. Snickers complaining got Moolah's name taken off the Battle Royal at WrestleMania. You're right. But here's,
no, is M&M Mars doing
hold
business
on.
In
here's
Saudi Arabia?
Here's another thing. Let me explain this to everybody. And for crying out loud, at no point am I defending WWE. I'm telling you, they shouldn't go to Saudi Arabia. If I were WWE, I wouldn't go. But listen to me, okay? This is what you have to consider. The Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal was going to be at WrestleMania. Snickers threatened to pull their sponsorship or whatever if WWE called it that, okay? So they changed the name. There wasn't $50 million on the line based on whether or not they called it the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. Do you understand what I'm saying right here? This is why they haven't just pulled out yet, because there's $50 million on the line, because money is the root of all evil, as we have found out over the last 2 weeks. There's a fable for you. Money is the root of all evil. If this show in Saudi Arabia, let me explain something to you. You know that show they did in Australia?
Yeah.
They didn't make $50 million, okay?
Nope.
I don't know what they made. All right, let's just say, I'll just throw out a random number because I have no idea what they made there.
Don't report this.
I'm just making up a stupid number here. Let's say that they were paid $5 million for that show total from top to bottom, okay? If that's what the Saudi show is worth, they wouldn't go. Period. End of story. They would not go. But it's $50 million. So they're monitoring the situation. Money is the root of all evil.
It is. And remember, they went into a deal with Saudi Arabia knowing that MBS had seized and consolidated a bunch of things under the guise of reform. There was a Lebanese prime minister that resigned under questionable situations. There could have been Arab influence in getting Rex Tillerson fired because of him stepping in with Qatar, which is a completely massive. There's all the tentacles that go with the Saudis with that, with them trying to turn it into a literal island. They signed the deal knowing that they were going into a hot spot, and with the hot spot, you sometimes get burned, and WWE may very well get burned. And there's a thing, too, when it comes to the sponsors, in a way, with stockholders, there's probably somebody at WWE also begging a sponsor to say something so they can look at their shareholders and pull out and have an excuse for throwing away $50 million. Because, again, there are going to be some shareholders that don't care what is happening there. All they care about is that $50 million.
Well, let's light the loo, mood.
We're getting in the Louvre?
Hey, don't peek the mic there. Let's lighten the mood with this caller. You're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question about the women's pay-per-view coming up in a couple of weeks.
I knew it.
You heard anything about Jessica Cora maybe debuting as a referee since it's an all-woman pay-per-view?
I would be stunned. I would be stunned if she were not the referee on that pay-per-view, Ryan.
Hopefully there's more than one.
You heard doing maybe a gimmick similar to the AWA gimmick that Earthquake Ferris did.
You don't need a gimmick. It's 2018. Just have her on the show, for crying out loud. What do we need
maybe
a gimmick
Maybe Medusa
for?
Michelli can come back as Medusa Michelli working that gimmick with Paul Heyman. Could you believe it? Candy Devine. Maybe she can show up.
Well, she's trained to be a wrestler, so she's bound to either do the Danny Davis gimmick or the Earthquake Ferris gimmick. So it's bound to be one.
Ryan, it's 2018. Just have her be the ref.
The Danny Davis.
Crying out loud. She doesn't need to be a heel ref. She just needs to be the referee on a women's only pay-per-view.
Oh, my God. So well, you always,
I'll bet you a dollar
a
she is. I'll bet you another week of calling before I ban you that she's the referee. Anything else?
Well, no, just be gradual. Though. It's maybe 2 years from now or a year from now that will happen. Not to be right away.
What'll happen?
That she'll do that gimmick of Earthquake first. Or,
get out of here. Thanks for the call, Ryan.
How is Danny? Like, you can't do a consistent Danny Davis gimmick. Then you're doing a, what is it, the Tarantes? Who's the heel ref?
Tarantes.
Yeah.
What are you, Matt Stryker? You don't know who Tarantes is? Crying out loud.
I don't know how to say his name. I'm not down with it. Come on.
Get out of here.
You're only half a Mexican. You only got it half right.
What are you talking about? I'm half Mexican. I got it all right. Person here says, WWE is already looking bad to the public now that the Saudi Arabia story is out. They should pull out so they don't look worse. Yeah, they should. And my gut tells me that they will, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's head to the commercial, everybody. We'll be right back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Do a little bit of news here, then we'll go back to the text messages. By the way, this person here noted correctly, money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Thank you. I apologize. Apologize to Aesop. All right, so news, besides what we've been talking about here. In an interview with ESPN's Brett Okamoto, UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier, well, he's not the light heavyweight champion anymore, he's been stripped, intimated that his planned fight with former UFC heavyweight champion and WWE star Brock Lesnar may not be happening after all. Cormier has been very vocal about his plans to retire in 2019 before he turns 40. He mentioned he still plans on fighting just two more times, with his short notice heavyweight title defense against Derek Lewis coming up in November counting as one of them. If he retains his title on November 3rd in MSG, Cormier said he'll have his choice of Lesnar or the winner of the Jones-Gustafson match that will close out UFC's 2018. The Jones-Gustafson fight will be for the soon-to-be-stripped light heavyweight title that Cormier currently holds. Cormier said that the Jones fight would matter to him more because Jones has beaten him twice and continues to be a rival for him. However, he feels the Lesnar fight would be better for him financially. I think I'd always pick up the one that means more, but my wife might have something to say about that. What, so he thinks that Brock means more, but the Jones fight is worth more?
What? No, the opposite way.
No, he said his wife.
Yeah, about his wife.
What, so his wife might say, take the Brock fight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because she wants to get paid. She's got that money coming in. He's going to retire and just be fat laying around the house.
No, but he's claiming the Jones fight is more lucrative.
I don't know about that.
Oh, the Lesnar fight would be better for him financially. All right, Fine. You got me.
Yeah, because he wants to beat Jones, because Jones has beaten him twice, which would be weird.
Take the money, dude. Don't be an idiot.
Especially because, you know,
it's the root of all evil, but take it in this situation.
What does he get if he beats John Jones? I guess he gets that personal satisfaction over Jones after all this time. But
maybe
he's
presuming that I could lose to Brock, but even if I lose to Jones, he'll probably fail a test and I'll win.
Well, who cares either way? I mean, win or lose, he's going to be retiring, so you might as well cash out. I mean, I know he wants that personal win over Jones, but the reality is he didn't get it physically in the ring, but he's always going to have the court of public opinion, and he's always going to have that thing with John Jones where John Jones isn't going to be able to definitively say he beat anyone without steroids or without controversy in his career. Everything has been a complete cluster for him, and that probably doesn't help Cormier in his athletic mind because he wants to still go out there and beat him, but I mean, what does he win? He wins the title that he never should have been stripped from in the first place. So, yeah, take the money, brah.
Broadcast plans announced for Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea Cruise. You'll be able to watch it on Fight TV and Honor Club. Cruise taking place October 27th through 31st. We'll sail from Miami to Nassau in the Bahamas. Man.
Is he paying for this, Reed?
I could use a vacation right now.
Here we go.
Here are the first round matches for the Sea of Honor tournament. I like how when we plug anything else, you're okay with it. But if we plug his Rockin' Rager that's going to air on Fight TV and Honor Club, you presume it must be a paid read.
I'm hoping this tournament has got a TBA or an X, and then all of a sudden I'll get the word that, hey, can you cover some shows this week? I got to go somewhere.
I'm hoping that someday you're ranting and raving about C-SPAN. And all of a sudden I hear, and there's Jericho in your house, and he pulls out that sting match, that sting mask, and he's beating you with a baseball bat for all the disrespect that you've given him here on the show.
Couldn't handle my hood.
Oh, God. Here are the first-round matches for the Sea of Honor tournament. Dalton Castle, Matt Taven, Chris Daniels, Delirious, Marty Scurll, Rhett Titus, Silas Young, Flip Gordon, Mark Briscoe, Will Ferrara, Hangman Page, Frankie Kazarian, Cheeseburger, Beer City Bruiser, and Jay Briscoe versus Kenny King.
I tell you, thank God it's this generation of wrestler and not the old generation, because there'd be, can you imagine if it was, and shout out to the poor people of Panama City and in that entire area suffering right now, but all I could think of is the olden days of what Spring Break Nitro used to be. Can you imagine what the wrestlers of the past, what they'd be doing on this cruise? Thank God it's this new group who all they're going to do is play video games in their cabins before they go out and wrestle.
Kevin Owens out of the Mae Young Classic due to injury, or the Mixed Match Challenge, I apologize. He was not in the Mae Young Classic. Please do not report that on the internet. WWE announced that Natalya will be now teaming with Bobby Roode for the remainder.
Are they still called Team Pause?
Of the tournament, I guess. Who knows? Team Glory Pause. They'll come up with something stupid like that. Anyway, Kevin Owens has a knee injury. He must undergo surgery. They'll find out when they go in how bad it is. If it's not too bad, probably 4 months. If it's bad, probably 8 months. What's so funny?
I just now can think of them doing one of those goofy, you know, they do the promos for the for those shows and they'll have something flash on the screen. And I can just see them like them all of a sudden and Chad Gable popping up. Glory pause. I guarantee you, they may actually do that now.
I got Bound for Glory coming up.
More glory.
And the lineup on Sunday from the Melrose Ballroom, Queens, New York, pay-per-view, number of other options to view it. Austin Aries, Johnny Impact for the Impact World title. OVE versus Brian Cage, Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., LAX and the OGs in a concrete jungle death match. Eddie Edwards versus Moose.
Might be literal death if you follow that feud.
Tessa Blanchard, Taya Valkyrie for the Impact Knockouts title. Ali versus Sue Young, Eli Drake versus a mystery opponent. That is the lineup for this show.
And
I'll be watching it.
They have TV tapings after that, so not to forget about that because most people are going to forget about that. This is a weird time now for Anthem and for
and Abyss
Impact.
Is going to the Hall of Fame.
This is
Don't
going
forget.
To the Hall of Fame, which is awesome there. And apparently, though, Pop has officially moved them from 8 to 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
now.
They've been moved out of prime time.
Yeah, they'll have a replay this coming up this week, and then from there, so...
That's
you know,
bad news, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean... They weren't being paid anything by Pop, but they're being moved out of prime time. So we'll see what that means, but, man, I mean, Abyss was right yesterday, and Austin Aries was right. That last Slammiversary pay-per-view, there was so much interest in it and so much fallout. I mean, fans were talking about it. They were watching it. They enjoyed it. They thought it was great, and then no one watched TV afterwards. And the numbers have been steadily declining, and now they've been moved. It's weird. You know what it is? It's because this is my theory. This applies to all of these promotions, actually, including WWE, because we hear all the time from people that don't watch Raw and SmackDown, but they watch the big events. There's so much wrestling now that fans don't watch the weekly shows. They watch the big events. So, for example, nobody watches. I never hear anybody talking about Ring of Honor TV, but people watch the Ring of Honor pay-per-views. I never hear people talking about Impact, but a bunch of people watch Slammiversary. Nobody watches the random New Japan shows on New Japan World. They wait for the big shows. And with WWE, you got more and more people that aren't watching Raw and SmackDown. They only watch the big shows. Yeah. That's where we are right now. And unfortunately, that's affected Impact, which didn't have a huge viewership anyway.
No, and it's unfortunately because things, you know, creatively and artistically are probably as good and as stable now as they've been, and they're just caught in a numbers game. One, they are still branded. The brand was they should have completely recycled the whole thing when Anthem bought it, but that's neither here nor there at this point. But what is New Japan's got a lot of shows now. They're easily accessible. WWE's got more programming now than they ever have, including some incredible niche programming with 205 Live and Mixed Match Challenge and things like that, as well as about a zillion things internationally that you can pick up either free, like CMLL, or you know via paying through everyone's streaming service. What do you have time for? And that's just an unfortunate situation when it comes to Impact, and I don't know how they can turn it around. If we hear that attendance is good at the Melrose Ballroom for those TV tapings, that'll be a plus, and at least a little bit of a step in the right direction that people want to hang out after the pay-per-view. But even if that's the case, you know, with them being moved to 10 o'clock and getting now even less visuals than ever, I don't know. It's a sad situation.
A lot of text messages. Let's get going. Thoughts on Impact Wrestling moving? Do you think it will help increase or hinder their viewership? Listen, anything's possible. But moving from prime time out of prime time, 99 times out of 100, that's hurting your viewership. Yeah. And that's not what they need right now.
And when they're already dropping, so.
This person says, let's not act like WWE has any fiscal morality. You know they were hoping this could all stay under the radar. Well, it's pro wrestling, and so often this kind of stuff does go under the radar. But things have changed. This is not falling under the radar. This person here says, I read the quote from Cormier earlier, the Lesnar fight is more lucrative. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't think it's more lucrative than Jones and Cormier.
You don't think if hyped in the way that they hype things?
I think it would be lucrative. I don't think it would be as lucrative as Jones and Cormier.
See, I'm surprised by that, because I think live attendance and pay-per-view, if promoted in the right way, I think it would be worth more than that revenge, because I know how they'll sell Jones and Cormier as a revenge, but I don't know. I would actually go the other way. Yeah, although I guess either way, it's still going to be lots of money either way. And it would probably damn close. I mean, with where the UFC's at right now, I mean, is there really that big of a difference between, you know, 1.8 and 2.1 million? I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it's going to matter because of his pay-per-view points, but they're both going to be massive over almost anything else they can do.
Person here says, I agree it's business, but you may be underselling it. If WWE pulls out of this show, it could risk the rest of their Saudi deal, which if they're making $50 million per show for two shows a year, is worth another $1 billion. And with such a windfall, it was likely one of the drivers of their recent stock increase. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's why they haven't pulled out, but they are monitoring the situation.
Yeah, monitor that situation.
This person here says, I was watching the Mae Young Classic with some friends last night. Is it wrong for me to think it's absolutely ridiculous that one of them claimed that Io Shirai was just as unsafe and botch-prone as Brie Bella in the ring? They used her moonsaults as an example. I had to explain to him about ring size differences and the ropes being made of different materials. Hey, if a fan thinks that, a fan thinks that. And listen, let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit here and say that Io Shirai is dangerous, because I don't know what happens in all of her matches. But let me tell you something.
Snug.
She faced Zaya Brookside in the first round of the Mae Young Classic. She nearly killed her with a moonsault. Zaya Brookside, I was at a show with her backstage in Vegas, and her shoulder was messed up. She got messed up in that match with Io Shirai. Liv Morgan got a concussion from Brie Bella, and she was back less than a week later. Zaya Brookside was still messed up with a bad shoulder. It was more than a week after that match with Io Shirai. Io Shirai also, there were a couple of other spots in the match. And granted, yeah, the ring is a little bit bigger, and the ropes are a little bit different. But, I mean, here's the thing with the ropes, everybody. In WCW, the ropes were steel cables, and they were taped up, wrapped in a garden hose or whatever. Very, very stiff. Ropes are ropes. You ever swung on a rope? The thing with the ropes, however, is when I went to Derby City, Ohio Valley Wrestling in 2007, I worked a match in a WWE ring. And I thought, man, these are ropes. This is going to be weird. But you know what? They tighten those ropes to such a degree that they may as well be steel cables. Those ropes are so tight.
Wrapped with tape.
Yeah, if you go to an indie show and the ropes are loose, then yeah, it's very different going from ropes to steel cables. If you're going to a steel cable ring to a very, very tightly wrapped rope ring, it's practically exactly the same. So, I don't know. She's going to have to loosen up and not kill people. That's just the way it goes. And that's the story. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says, you said the backup plan for Crown Jewel was possibly shifting things to Survivor Series. Is it impossible or just improbable they could get a new venue in the next 2 months to replace the Saudi show? They could. And, I mean, things change rapidly in WWE. As of yesterday, the idea was, if there is no Saudi show, it's just canceled. And they would move the top matches to Survivor Series and probably not do the tournament. Or I guess they could do it on Raw or SmackDown or whatever. They actually wanted to do it. But, yeah, if there was a country that said, man, you're canceling the Saudi show. Let's say India goes, we'll give you $10 million for the show. Yeah, they can move it there. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the show is going to happen. I think it's just going to quietly go away. It's going to be very hard, actually, because they promoted it so hard. And God only knows, we need to find out who the best in the world is.
Well, that's, you know, they got the what do they call it? The World Cup. They only have four people so far. If they don't do anything else with that, I guess you could have one match on Raw, one on SmackDown, and the winners can face each other. And, hey, let it be Kurt Angle. Why not?
So that's it today. We're out of time, everybody. But we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And in fact, the TuneIn stream is back up. If you want to listen live to the next show, should be good to go. And of course, you can always check out the stream at sportsbyline.com as well. We're live and free every day. Members-only shows at WrestlingObserver.com. I got one coming up with Lance Storm later on this afternoon. Going to be a lot of fun, so check that out. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody to the studio, callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.